Okay, let's get into Erevin Daf Tes, Yerushalmi, and we are on Chesma Beis. We'll start with the Mishnah, but just one Ha'ara that I ran out of time yesterday. We spoke yesterday about the Rambam, the Pirshei Mishnayos and the Rambam, and the Tosfos HaRash on Daf Yudalid, here in Erevin, where the Rambam says that even though the Mishnah says the circumference diameter ratio is 3 to 1 or 1 to 3, and even though it's exactly, it's more 3.14 with a irrational number, but the halacha would just say 3. Because even though it's not exact, but it's exact enough, and the Tosfos HaRash says, and the Torah, that's why the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, to teach me that you could just go with the 1 to 3. The Rambam counts the mitzvah, there's an isser of having illicit and illegal weights and measures. Right? The Rambam has that in mitzvah saseh reish ches. There's a mitzvah saseh of tzituk mishkolos, and a mitzvah, losa, say, resh ayin aleph, and the Sefer HaChinuch has it, a mitzvah resh nun ches, not to have, inappropriate weights and measures. That's the Rambam Shita in, I'll read mitzvah resh ches, shetzivanu litzade kapeles, vahamoznayim, vahamishkolos amidos. We are commanded to have righteous weights, lahaflig bitzimtzumam, to go exaggerate in their exactness. So again, in terms of exactness, in terms of weights and business, we have to be exact. We don't cut corners there. But what are we talking about cutting ratios of, in halachic terms of, hey, define a certain, need in halacha. So we try to be as exact as possible. But if we, need to round, we'll need to round. But in terms of other people's money, so the Rambam says, no. Lahaflig bitzimtzum, right? Lahakpid, to be very, very medactic, very medactic. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Geneva, L'daktek b'cheshbonon b'shas asiyason. When you make the weights and measures, be very medaktek. Tzadek ez amaznayim yafeh. And the Sefer HaChinuch also, this is the Sefer HaChinuch that quotes that idea of the Rambam about exactness. But he counts the lo saseh here, L'manu mikan sh'atorah hikpita alamidos b'cholshehu. Chlomar sh'avabi sh'bishar gzelos lo teik paratora ela b'pruta b'nin hamidos takbid b'cholshehu. And then later on, the Sefer HaChinuch says, "V'yal t'tame ech yichtivu davar bilti mechuvan v'heim anshei emes asher lo kim nitzav ba'adasam." Right? Sometimes the like he quotes examples of kol sheish bekefar shlosh tefachem yish baruchav tefach v'chol kam amru b'yasar le'igol revia kol like this shlo amru zichronim levracha al akivon agamer ki im bekiruv v'lachen al tismach bazeh b'chalukas dvarim bein b'nei adam. Between two people, you don't round off. But in terms of certain halachic shiurim, then we can round off. Why? Because this is what the halacha says. Says the chinuch. Mashalo kivnu bo mevi osan li de chumra veino mazik l'shamadam b'mamono. V'yafal pikein he'idu barov makomos elu she'na cheshbon meduktak sham. Sha'amru b'chal makom u'makom k'fiya ro'ilo. V'chulu shalo nitla bahem miyut ha'ashkacha v'yediya b'davar mikol hadvar. It's not that they didn't know. This is what is allowed. The chinuch there discusses some other rishonim that might get upset at the Rambam. Isn't this just part of being honest? It's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah of weights and measures. So some rishonim don't count it as a separate mitzvah. But if you look in the mitzvah Samelach there, he quotes, this is not just the din of gzela, because gzela might be a limit of shavar pruta. But this is an isser of sheker and even creating the midos, the weights, even before using them. Might be an isser, right? It shouldn't have it in your house. Or tzadeik, the language of the pasuk is not just using them, but it's about creating them. With tzadeik, who amar yisalem, mosnei tzadeik, avnei tzadeik, yielachem. Okay. Good. This also relates, again, we're not going to get into it now, in terms of how exact one is, in terms of actions, and in terms of shiurim, the sugya of efshal etzamtzeim or efshal etzamtzeim. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in terms of the isser of creating the Shemana Mishcha. The Ktores says, well, we all the efshal etzamtzeim. You can never be so exact. And the answer is for exact enough that, one would be violating an Avera. That is, that's enough. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch has an important discussion of this at the end of Shmos. Where is it? The end of Shmos? When in Kisisa, when he talks about the Shiurim for the isser of here kuf tes and kuf yud kuf tes, not to make the Shemana Mishcha exactly as it was made. So the Minchas Tanach wonders, if we hold Eif Shalat Samtim, you can never be so exact, how do you ever violate the Yisr? The Yisr is only making it exactly as was made in the days of Moshe. And the answer, he says, is Lonit Natar L'Malachei Asharis. It's, you know, as exact as you could get, that would be good enough. Kol makom shetzivsa Torah la'asos b'midu b'mishkal, ha'kol afidas b'nei adam l'fi sichlo, im etzamtzim kasher, hein le'inyin mitzvah, hein le'inyin chiyiv. Right? Achilas matzah. O iser, da Torah agmarei, shehein b'kezayis o shi'ir machim sheish b'torah. Ha'torah nit nohan simsum l'fi daitenu. Torah gave a shi'ir, and you do the best you can. Elavade b'das ha'adam talya milsav. Ha'torah tzivsa lo nukein. Avo b'mitzvah she'ein ha'mitzvah tuli b'shi'ir, rak ha'mitzvah hi'm b'nei atzma, k'mo b'chor v'chadome. That's what we might say, i'efshar litzamse. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah now here on Tchesma base. L'chaim sha'amr. Remember, we spoke about Korah. Now we're going to talk about the lechis, right? The vertical poles. How do you matir a mavui? By putting one vertical pole. That's what we said. Beis Hillel says one vertical pole is what you need. He said this machlokas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need two. That was on the daf 2 days ago on the Avavim base. Rabbi Eliezer omer l'chayayim. But here we paskin one. So the shear, l'chaim sha'amr govan asarot tfachim. They have to be at least 10 tfachim high, which is the sheer height of any mechitza. Not that this is a mechitza, but that's the minimum height of anything. Roch van vavyan kol shein. But there's no other sheer minimum. No width has to be, unlike the korah, which we saw, has to be wide enough to be able to hold the brick. Roch van vavyan kol shein. Reb Yossi omer achavin shloshet tfachim. Yossi argues, no, it has to be at least 3 tfachim wide. Says the Gemara, L'chaim sha'amr v'chulu, masnisa b'meshuchim in hakosel. When is there a machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yossi says you have to have at least 3 tefachim wide? That's only if it's not connected to the wall. Meshuchim in hakosel. If it's not connected to the wall, so then if it's not wide enough, that's where Rabbi Yossi says you have to make it wider, because people won't know. They'll just think it's a pole in the middle of nowhere. If it's connected, it's touching the wall, then Rabbi Yossi would agree. Right, next one. Avalam hayu, smuchim lekosel, of Rabbi Yossi modeh. If it's touching, connected to the wall, then even Rabbi Yossi would agree that, you don't have a minimum shear, even a kol shiu. The only reason that he has a shear is if it's separate from the wall. You see the bottom, the Pnei Moshe, right? The Pnei Moshe says, Ubkai gavna sphere leather Rabbi Yossi. Only when it's separated does Rabbi Yossi hold, to mias rachbo shlosha be'inan. Shehe nire v'nikar. Shehe emido mishom lechi. It has to be clear that it was put there mishom lechi. If it's touching the side wall, then memela, we know it's mishom lechi. But if it's not, it has to be wider to know that we put it there mishom lechi. If it's further out than 3 tefachim, as we'll see by the Shem in a minute, so then even the Rabbana would agree that the lechi has to be longer. It can't be a kol shiu. V'tani kein, and the Braisa also supports this idea. Also l'chayayim l'mavui, if you made lechis for your mavui, im gavoa min ha'aretz pachal b'shlosha. If they're high, if they're off the ground 3 tefachim, that also makes it no good. 3 tefachim off the ground is no good. Oh, but if it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, osha yusmuchel l'kosa pachal b'shlosha, or it's within 3 tefachim of the wall, mutter, that's mutter. So again, we assume this braisa is the case of machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi. This is reflecting the Tanna Kamma Meshita. If it's within 3 tefachim, then it is mutter. And that's where Rabbi Yossi says that no, it has to be 3 tefachim wide. If it's next to the wall, so then for sure it would be kol shiu according to everybody. And shlosha, next line of the braisa, if there's an airspace of 3 in between, then everybody would agree that you need, it has to be at least 3 tefachim wide. Hushi ha'omed rab ala chalal, because you need the omed merub ala chalal. That's the principle that we've said, that if you have a standing, wall of some kind and the sides of it are wider than the omed, then that would ruin even the omed. And that's why it says, hushi ha'omed rab ala chalal. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Shin Samach Gimel. Shin Samach Gimel is the simin about lechi and mavui, right? Shin Samach Gimel, dini mavui v'lechi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch starts off there. Makom sheyesh lo shalosh mechitzos, right? This case, what we've spoken about, the past 9 blot, a place that has 3 mechitzos. Asru chacham lataltabo achiyaso shum tikin berevias. The chacham say it's asru to be metaltal anything in there until you do something on the fourth side. Chatzer shenifras b'miluo. Then he talks about a chatzer, which we mentioned a chatzer as a higher standard based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the chatzer is generally more private. And then on Sif Gimel, mavu ishiyesh lo shalosh mechitzos apart beside Ravi, hitiru belechi. Right, that's a lechi. Pirish targum hakeresh o echad luchachada she'avyo v'rachvo kalshehu, as we just saw. So you can be matu with a lechi whose width is even a tiny amount, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, afilu pachos me etzpa, less than a finger, a tiny little standing pole. Shiyamidena bepesach hamavui, that should be put in the doorway. Mavie gavo asara tfach, that has to be 10 tfachim high. Umikal davar sheyaasenu kasher. You can make it out of anything. Afilu mibali chayim, that's tomorrow's daf, as Hashem, even out of animals. Uvachi ikshirenu sham mechavalim, as long as you tie it down, lakasli hamavui. You don't want it to go down. You want it to run away. Okay, we'll get to that. Right, even if you tied a person there, a person can be a lechi. Again, if he is tied. That's what it says here. Okay, we'll have to talk about that in the next year. But the Shulchan Aruch continues. If there is a little wall on the Ruach Revi, we'll see cases. Ole mishum lechi, ubevad shehe bo rochav tefach. Right? If it's, has to be a tefach wide, if it is attached, if it's not clearly part of the, an added on point. And then the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Vav, Tzarech shalo yehe alechi rochav benakosu shlosha tefachim. That's what we're talking about here. The lechi has to be within three tefachim of the sidewall. Says the Mishnah Berurah, two days. Yesh omrim, shahatam. What's the reason it has to be within three tefachim? Why? Shatam, first day it says, he's quoting this from the Shotiki Barim and others, Shatam Yishib Da'asi Avir, the Haigi Yisub Avatlan Lay, because if it's more than three tefachim away, then the airspace on both sides will be Mavata, what's in the middle? Well, the Fize, and therefore, if your Lechi is wider than three tefachim, so it's not going to be Mavutal by the side airspaces, Kasher, after Lechi Ayarachim Mishalosh Tefachim Nakosal. You can have the lechi further from than three tefachim away if the lechi itself is wider than three tefachim. Tohavi omin ruba laparitz shebetzido ugodzel or amrin asi avira umivatole. So that is one day. The yeshim and another say no, that's not the reason. The reason isn't asi rabim. The reason is because to be chol gavni tzarach lios lechi betok shlosha tefachim lakosel. No, per se the lechi has to be on the side. Maybe you might say it's bishum hecker, and if it's bishum hecker, it has to be in closer proximity to the wall. The yesh lahachmir. Meaning the Mishnah is saying, even if you have a lechi that's wider than three tefachim, why should be machmir and have it within three tefachim from the wall? So that is the Mishnah Berurah, two days in Shisam Makimel, Sifkat and Chav Beis. Good. So now we have unusual cases, whether these work like lechis. Avne, Abinyan, Ayotis, Ben Abinyan. What if you have, and you have a picture there in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but you have, at the edge of your Mavui, where the Mavui meets the street, you have bricks, but uneven bricks. A wide one and a skinny one, a wide one and a skinny one. So could you count that as a lechi? So it depends. If there aren't three tvachim between each of the bricks sticking out, nidon kalachayim, that could be a lechi. Fine. Similarly, Karen Zavis Yotzi Mikan, Karen Zavis Yotzi Mikan. If you have on either side of the Mavui's opening, you have a Karen Zavis, you have a corner. You have it bends. So those are also l'chayayim. That's what the Tosefta says. What's the chiddush of this case? Why would you think that? You have it's at the edge, and it's sticking out next to the wall. So says the Chazon Yecheskel Abramsky, on this Tosefta. We know he wrote a commentary, and he did a lot of work on the Tosefta. See, he says here, v'lo amrinon, you might say that this makes it worse, especially if you have two sides. Two times make it worse, because it seems like it's just like the continuation of the walls, and this isn't going to be a reminder of anything. But you might have thought, Nita kolachayim, klomar, kolachayim da'alma, v'kolachas me'an yesh ladin lechi, v'lo amrinan, kivan sheyotzeis mishnei aksalim, derech hakosal b'kach. But you might say, because it's coming out of both, you might say, kolamosev goreya. Right? If it came out of one side, then fine. I understand. That could work as a lechi. But if it's coming out of both sides, you might have said it's worse. V'lo amrinan, kiva shiyosis b'yishtek salam derech ha-kosel b'kach, v'ein kan heker lechi, kamash malan, tahavi na lechi, b'ki agavna. It works in this type of case, in any case. That's the chiddush, says the Chazon Yecheskel, of this case of the two Karen Zavis. Kosel, we continue the Gemara, says the Gemara, kosel, hanichnas, v'nire. What if you have a wall that it tapers, and it gets wider or skinnier, and in either way, The Gemara is going to say, what if you could see it? You can notice it's a separated wall from the inside of the mavui and not, but even though it's not from the outside, from the outside it looks flush, or the opposite. From the inside you can see it as an extra pas, but not from the outside. Either way, it's okay. Even if you can only see it as an extra piece from one side and not the other side, it's okay. What about if the wall becomes, you have an added on, the inside half of the wall is longer. So Abba Barav Chuna Omer Rowan Oso Kiluhu Kanus. You can view it as if it's bent inside. As if it's bent inside. Even though it's sticking out, you can view it as if it's bent inside. Kiluhu Kanus. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Kiluhu Kanus Latoch Chalal Hamavui Vinido Mishim Lechi. Even though it's sticking out, right, you have like an extra skinnier piece of the wall sticking out in the street, going straight. You could view it like turn it. You could turn it as if it's going inside the mavui, and you could use it as a lechi. Says the Gemara, really, does that work with the following Mishnah? Hezer Rav Chasdoi, Rav Chasdoi says, but the Mishnah much later on, and Daf Samach Aleph here in the Yerushalmi, Vada Taninan. The case here is you have two chatzeros, a big chatzer and a small chatzer. A big chatzer and a small chatzer. And the wall between the big and the small chatzer breaks down. And now the entire side of the small chatzer that's facing the big chatzer is open. The small chatzer is totally open on the fourth side. The big chatzer has what's called gifufin. The big chatzer still has on the side that it faces the small chatzer, it still has walls on each side coming out. So what's the halach in that case? And they each have an eruv with, not with each other, but by themselves. So chatzar gadol is nifras l'ktana. If you have a chatzar gadol that was nifras l'ktana, so the ktana is totally open, even though the gadol still has us on the sides. Hagadol muteres v'ktana asura. The gadol is mutter because the gadol, you see its walls. It has walls. If you start walking from the gadol to the ktana, you see walls. But the ktana is totally open, so v'ktana asura. The ktana is usur even within itself. So says the Gemara. Wait a minute. If you say, what did we just say? But the case of Mashach, if you say that sometimes walls sticking out could be viewed as facing in by the Mavui, so why do you say the same thing here? The Ayasa Kosli Gadola Kilachayim, Eitzel Kosli Katana Vihutra Katana. You should say though, those walls that are sticking that are on the side, if you go from the Gadola to the Katana, you can see them. So why don't you say those are Ki'ilu bent in, and even the Katana would be Mutter? The Gemara maybe could have answered, don't compare a Chatzar to a Mavui. Where doesn't say that. You might have said, even if it works, if it's considered that for a mavui, maybe not for a chatzar. Okay, but the Gemara gives two other answers. One, and then rejects it, and then another answer. So first answer, Amar Le Rabbi Abba Bar Rav Chuna. Maybe the Mishnah's case is a specific case. Tipater b'mishuchan yoser me'eser. Maybe the two side walls that are still extinct on the side from going from the big chatzar to the small chatzar, maybe those side walls are very big. They're 10 amos long. So you can't say, oh, it's ki'ilu, it's in. It's too significant of a wall to imaginarily bend it in. And therefore it can't be viewed as a lechi. So therefore, the tanis is asur. What can you do? Tani Rav Shayin, Kumi Rav Acher, Rav Shayin says, no, but I have a brisa about that Mishnah that gives some shiurim. It says even a much smaller wall. Even if the big chatzar is 11 amos and the small chatzar is 10 amos, meaning the side, if the wall broke down between the chatzars and you still have two parts on the side, those aren't 10 amos. So the whole chatzar is 10 amos or 11 amos. So you see in the Braisa that Rav Shain says in front of Rav Acha, you can't be mokim the Mishnah as dafko you have a 10 amo wall on each side. So what is the, what does Rav Acha answer? I don't think that's an authoritative Braisa. Itavas Masnisa, we searched for the Mishnah, right? Itavas, look at the carbon Eda, Budku Heichan Braises Ushnuya. We looked. Shein Agdolo Devas Laktana Ela Ama Achas, Lomazu Mishamukam. I didn't see any Braisa that says the cases where the big Chatzar is just one Amma bigger than the small Chatzar. No, you can imagine a big one and a small one. So we looked, we didn't find it. And therefore, it's not authoritative. Amar Le Rav Acha, Kein Amar Shem Elakish. We have a Masar from Esh Lakish who says, Kol Mishnah Shelo Nichnas Alechabura Ein Somchan Aleha. If there's a Tanaitic text that didn't make it into the Chabura, it wasn't discussed into the collection of Brises of Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia, so then you don't have to ask any kashas from it. You don't ask any kashas. You're not somich on it. Nothing to nothing to talk about. So at this stage, what are we up to? We're up to the first answer that says, why are you allowed to carry in the gdola but not in the ketana? Why don't you say the walls are flipped? Answer one, because we're talking about a case where it's mashuch yoser, may eser the walls, the side walls are very large, significant, therefore you can't say it's going to be a lechi just folded in. The Ar HaYashar in the back, he notes that sometimes Chazal say similar ideas like this, right? What is this? This lashon called Mishdosh Lo Nichnas Lechabura Ein Somchen Aleha. Right? If you look in the Ar HaYashar here, he quotes similar. We had a couple of days ago even, right? The language of Kol Torah Shein La Beis Av Ein Torah. We had that a couple of days ago, or in the Bavli in the Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph. Kol Masnisa Do Tanya Ki Bei Rav Chi Rav Oshia Mishabeshtahi. Right, and that's what the Mefarshim quote here, that you know, can't ask from those, that those brises are not authoritative. In general, brises we know are less authoritative than Mishnais. Right? Mishnais are the most, that's how the Gemara will ask. Why do you ask from a brisa? You know, just ask from a Mishnah. A Mishnah is a stronger question. The relationship between brises and Mishnais is also an interesting one. Again, brisa, bra, means outside. Ridan Asi chose to leave those discussion of the base letters outside. If you look in the Emes Liyakov in the Hakdama to his Sefer on Chumash, so he quotes the Gemara in a few places. The Gemara says that this relationship between a Braisa and a Mishnah. Where's the Lashon that I want to find? The Lashon is here. He quotes the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Tes and elsewhere that Ilfa dared people sometimes. Ika da'asi da'amerli milsa da'be'ruchi reboshi av lo pshitna le'mi masnisen. He says, who has a brisa? Tell me a brisa, and I'll tell you where the source of that brisa is in a Mishnah. Right? What does that mean? What was Ilfa saying? Says Rabbi Yaakov, Chazina d'Rabbeinu HaKadosh kalal kol dinei abrisa benuscha de'masnisen. All yisodos of the brises are embedded in the Mishnah. V'hu klomar Ilfa, and Ilfa can figure it out. Where in the Mishnah is the Braisa? So Rabbi Yaakov says there, based on a Rashi in Tainus, call divrei neviim klalim atorah b'torah kila atorah b'torahs Moshe. Moshe took, he hid all the messages that the later Leviim were going to give us. He hid it in the Torah itself. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in the Tainus Daf Tes, Rabbi Yochanan is talking to his nephew, Reish Lakish's young child, and he says to him, Mika midi, dirksivi buksuve delo remizi ba'oraisa. And that's what Rashi says. Lo ramza Moshe ba'oraisa shachumashi yiso neviim uksuvim ubekulan yismach limso min ha'Torah. Right, so brises, the root of brises are in Mishnayos, just like the root, says Rabbi Yaakov, of Neviim and Ksuvim are in the Torah itself. Okay, brises, Toseftas, important discussion. Maybe we'll get back to that if there's time. But we continue now first. Amar Rabbi Yosa. So first, what we answer, first we wanted to say, how could the Mishnah, if we say that Mashuch, you're allowed to kind of like, if you have a wall sticking out, you can bend it back in. So why in the Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Aleph, the big chatzar, the small chatzar, you have walls that are still on the side, on the outside, why is the small chatzar a problem? Make it ki'ilu, they're bent back in. So answer number one, no. They're 10 amos long, so they're too significant to be a lechi. Amar Reb Yosi, answer try number two. Asya, maybe the Mishnah is like the following manda Amar. Kamanda Mar Chatzari Teres Bishnei Pasin. Right, we had a couple of days ago. Like, what matters Chatzar? It has to be something higher than a Mavli. So maybe the Mishnah is following that Machmer Shita that you need two Pasin from each side. Ubavad Pas Shel Arba Tvachim Mikan, Ubavad Shel Arba Tvachim Mikan, and you need four Tvachim with. And therefore, maybe that's why the Mishnah says the Ketana one is Aser. Says Gemara, wait a minute. If you're telling me that it's according to the opinion that you need these pasim of four tefachim and you don't have that, then why should you be able to even carry in the gedola? And therefore even the gedola should be usher. If you're telling me that it's like that mandamar, because both of them are subject to the same rules. So the Gemara gives a third idea, and that is Rav Ukva. Rav Ukva says, Rav Ukva b'shem Rabbanan de Taman l'gdola he nidonis v'nidola z'katana. When did we say that you're allowed to like bend in and treat the lechi as if it's inside? That's only if there's nothing on the outside, it's just the street. You have the street. Nothing else is, so to speak, claiming this wall that's sticking out. So you can bend it back into the lechi, but bend it back into the mavui. But here, it's in a big chatzer. You want to say that the walls bend into the small chatzer, but they belong to the big chatzer. They're already connected to the big chatzer, and that's why this case is different. That's why this case is different, because it's connected to another chatzer. It's not just in the street. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Kosel, Shetido Echad, Yotzei Vetido Echad, Kanus. What if you have, we never had this case, you have a Mavui, when it gets to the street, the walls aren't equal, right? One sticks out more than the other one. But the previous case of Mashach, they were basically the same size wall, and you have a little slightly part of the wall that sticks out a little bit. So that could be like a lechi if it's bent in, imaginarily. But what if you have two walls, one is longer than the other one? Could you put a korah on diagonally? Does that work? Yeah. You put it on diagonally and you can use up until that border. Ravacha b'shem Kana. Ravacha says the name of Kana. Nosin es korah luchsun umishtamish luchsun. Fine, you can put it on diagonally. Ubilvad. There are going to be two limits here. First opinion, Ravacha, Ubavach Lote Akora Mishucha Yosem Yeser, the diagonal Korah cannot be more than 10 Amos. It can be more than 10 Amos. That's a limit, because that wouldn't be a usual doorway. Says the Gemara, Umid Rav Yosi, Kaime Rav Avdimi Nechisa, and Rav Avdimi Nechisa also said, Ubavach Lote Akora Mishucha Yosem Yeser. He had that limit. Ravacha Bashim Rav Shimon Lakish, that was Ravacha the name of Kahana. Rav Acha, the name of Reish Lakish, he has a different limit. Ubilvad shelo yeakos al mashach yosem arba. The longer, the difference, the dis between the length of the longer and the shorter wall has to be less than 4 amos. If it's more than 4 amos, so then it's considered. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it. Then the area beyond where the short wall ends is considered a mavi bifnei atzma. It's like its own mavi, so you can't include that. You can't make the diagonal so long, and therefore the walls have to be within 4 amos of each other in terms of how long they are. So each one, Rav Acha b'shem Kahana and Rav Acha b'shem Reish Lakish, each set a different limitation. Rav Acha b'shem Kahana says the limit is it can't be longer, the diagonal korah can't be longer than 10 amos. And Rav Acha b'shem Reish Lakish says the difference between the length of each of the walls, these two walls, one long, one short, can't be more than 4 amos. Ashkachis, so it comes out, the fact that each of them only said one of the limitations, it must be that they're not sure about the other limitation. Right? One of them is true. They each said the one that they thought, and the other one they're not sure about, so they didn't say it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ula. Rav Ula says, let me say something about the diagonal korah. Mishlo shavad arba, he must isa. The issue must be only where the difference in the length of the walls is between 3 and 4 amos. That's what it has to be. Why? If it's less than 3 amos, then you should say even more than 10 amos, the korah should matir. Arba, if it's 4, afilu pachos miyaser aser, even if it's 4 amos from each other, as we just said earlier, then even less than 10 amos, it's aser, because that's a separate rishus, a separate mavui, and therefore it's too much. It has to be between 3 and 4. The mechal hamayim, so one of the achronim in the back says, What the first line here? What did it say? If it's less than 3 tefachim, meaning the difference between the length of the long and the short wall is less than 3 tefachim, then the diagonal shemata even more than 10. Even more than 10? We said the first mission in the Masechta. A lechi, a korah, does not help more than 10 amos. There's been mamayit it. So he says, what? A diagonal is going to be better than a straight one? That shouldn't be true. It says the Mechal Amayim. They didn't move on klal. Ech mutter bi yoser meyaser. The first mission in the Masechta, Haracha Me'eser Yemayit. What's he talking about? So maybe he says, maybe yeah. Maybe if it's unusual, so then that works even in a stronger way than if it wasn't unusual. Right? We said towards the beginning of the Masechta, he quotes, Amaltera. Amaltera, according to some, Amaltera just meant a wide board. According to others, we said it means like a decorative board. Amaltera, which is something that catches people's eyes, so maybe that works even more powerfully, because it catches people's eyes, so the whole point of the of the Kores, Mishum Hecker, people will remember, so they'll say, oh, look at this. Right? If you say Amalter, Mahani Brochav Yasmi Yasser, Mipresha Mishunasi, because it's unusual. Lachain Gam Ha'achloso Alochsun Have Kimishune Umatir. So maybe that's why, because having a long diagonal pole at the edge, that's pretty unusual. So maybe that would remind people, just like the Amalter earlier. Again, we had different pshatim. Maybe Amalter just meant a roof, a wide roof. But he's saying, if you see Amalter, it means Mishuna. So then maybe we would say that that is the reason that this could help even Yoser Me Eser if it is diagonal. So that's in terms of Lechi's more diagonal. Again, the two limits that the Gemara says, it has to be up until between 3 and 4 amos, and also the can't be longer than 10 amos. But according to this, maybe it can be longer than 10 amos if it's less than 3 tfachim, amos, less than 3 amos, the difference between the long wall and the short wall. Adkan, in terms of that lechi, and we continue with other lechi discussions, Be'er Hashem, on the next daf.